Testimony on day 5 in the trial. Robert Stephen Wright continued with the investigators on the scene, including the forensic officer who worked parts of the scene, as well as the officer in charge of the post-mortem examination. Wright, now 43, was arrested in December 2018 for the January 27, 1998, murder of Renee Sweeney. Sweeney, a Laurentian University student, was found on the floor of the Paris Street video store where she worked. Wright was an 18-year-old high school student in 1998 who lived at home with his parents in Val-Caron, but attended a high school a short walk from the plaza at 1500 Paris Street. Asterisk. The focus of March 1 was the physical evidence and the officers who processed it, but it began with continued testimony from retired GSPS officer Brian McRury, who was a constable with the K-9 unit at the time of the murder. McCrory's testimony began yesterday. You can read that here. Cross-examined by defense co-counsel Brian Badali, McRury again detailed the track he took on January 27, 1998, as his canine partner Oki followed a human scent. McRury testified that he believed that was the scent that Oki should follow, as it appeared to be footprints from someone running, and when Oki caught the scent, he went hard after it, finding the jacket and the gloves that are now in evidence. Next to testify was retired Sudbury Regional Police Officer Scott Greenough, who was one of the officers who followed McRury as he followed Oki. Greenough testified that since McCrory's primary role is following the dog, his is to offer security to both canine and handler while they work. Greenough was shown photos of the jacket and gloves, what he described as white, cotton or canvas gardening gloves that had blood stains, were tucked further back into the rock than in his memory. Lacey was incredulous. "I'm a little confused," he said. "Are you suggesting they were moved?" "No," replied Greenough. "I just recall them being further in." Lacey asked if Greenough would notify other officers if he found evidence when he was following McRury, who was his primary focus. Greenough stated he would, saying he wouldn't just stumble across something and just keep going. Lacey asked if Greenough or McRury found anything other than the jacket and gloves while tracking with Oki. "No," they both replied. Then the jury heard from Todd Zimmerman, who worked for the Forensic Identification Unit with the Sudbury Regional Police. He testified that on the day of the murder he obtained a search warrant for the video store at 1500 Paris Street, and delivered it to the officers at the location. The next day, January 28, Zimmerman testified he drove to Peterborough to obtain a chemical called leucomalachite green, which reacts with blood or bodily fluids that may not be seen by the naked eye. When he returned to Sudbury, he sprayed the chemical on the white surfaces of the store's two bathrooms, one used as a bathroom, the other, more a storage room, he said. In the storage room, the chemical registered nothing. Though he did have a false positive in that room on a container of Comet cleaner, he later ruled it out in the lab. Zimmerman sprayed the room that was the actual usable bathroom and found reactions on several surfaces. As he testified, Zimmerman looked at images of the scene taken on January 28, 1998, by Sudbury Regional Police Officer Rick Waugh, also a forensic officer. In the images, a green tinge is visible on the back of the sink, where soap might be, and Zimmerman testified there were drops down the sink, indicating that blood had been washed down the drain. He also found shoe prints on the ground with a Brooks Running Shoe logo on the bottom. After examining the shoes of everyone who had been on the scene previously, including witnesses Carol Gosselin and Dr. Krista Jonas, who attended to Sweeney after she was attacked, he excluded all of them as the source. Crown co-counsel Rob Parsons asked Zimmerman about fingerprints. Zimmerman sighed heavily before answering. "I regret this mistake," he said. Zimmerman testified that on February 10, 1998, he had gone back to regular duties and was fingerprinting the people who had been arrested the night before. One of those people was John Federley. Zimmerman testified that when he took Federley's print, there were several points that he recognized from the print taken from the cash tray at the scene of the murder. Zimmerman testified he took this information to Officer Bill Evanochko, who was working in fingerprint identification, and said Evanochko told him that he ID'd the right thumb of Federley as making the imprint on the cashbox. Zimmerman said Evanochko asked him to take a quick look at it. When pushed, and it was my fault, I verified for Evanochko and passed it along to primary investigator Keech, and ultimately, Federley was arrested, he testified. Those fingerprints were then transported by then Sudbury Regional Police Sergeant Leo Thibault to OPP headquarters in Orillia. A better image of the prints was created, and Zimmerman testified that when he saw these images, he knew he'd made a mistake. He said some of the points he thought were matches were actually scratches on the cash tray. I know the fingerprint was not left on the cash tray by John Federley, Zimmerman testified. I have to live with that because I put someone in custody. Federley was released from custody with an apology from Sudbury Regional Police on February 12, 1998. Thibault also testified today, as he was the officer who completed the evidence collection during the postmortem, conducted in North Bay. Crown Co-Counsel Kevin Ludgate went through the process of preserving evidence with Thibault, noting seals were intact and confirming the methods used to collect and store evidence. At the time, Thibault testified, it was brown paper bags, plastic containers similar to prescription pill bottles, and envelopes. As Thibault detailed the methods, the jury were shown photographs of Sweeney's wounds, clear to blood and showing the deep and gaping cuts and holes left in her body. The jury was largely silent as the images of the wounds were displayed for them. Thibault noted 27 wounds, including to her neck, underneath her chin, as well as to her left hand. A photo of her hand was shown, with a deep and long incision through the entirety of the palm. Thibault testified he removed her clothing, the body bag and cloth used to cover her body, and seized them into evidence. Then he testified that he clipped the fingernails of her left hand, then her right, putting them in separate containers, though he could not recall which kind, envelope or bottle. During re-examination, defense counsel Michael Lacey asked Thibault if he used the same gloves throughout the postmortem, even from hand to hand, to which Thibault testified that he had. Lacey then asked about the possibility of using a swab on each finger, using a cotton swab to collect material to be tested. Thibault said he had not done that. Lacey also asked about another search, done by officers on May 28, 1998, after the snow had melted. Thibault was present for this search, using a camera similar to a plumbing snake to look deep between the boulders where the jacket and gloves had been found a short distance from the murder scene. They checked only this area, but found nothing, said Thibault. Court finished today at 4:30 and will resume tomorrow, March 2, at 10 a.m. Jenny Lamothe is a reporter at Sudbury.com. Correction. An earlier version of this story incorrectly stated Robert Stephen Wright lived with his parents within walking distance of the murder scene.